Yeah, that was that's.
He's not uncomfortable.
No, I've always thought he sounds like a country singer. Do you? Can you carry a tune?
Not in a bucket.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm terrible.
Oh
well, in pure country,
I would be more annoying than I already am.
If you could, you wouldn't be sitting here because you got the pipes to do it. But the carrying a tune part is kind of crucial.
In pure country, he could have been the stunt double for George Strait's character.
Been good. Yeah.
Well, I'll always tell my parents, I'm like, I'm really pissed off that you guys didn't put a guitar in my hand and a golf club in my hand at a young age because I envy those guys.
Yeah. My son's 3 months old. I keep putting a baseball in his left hand. I'm gonna
see
how it works.
You know, I did the baseball, football stuff. I mean, I had a great career. I love it, man. Say,
you didn't make it to the NFL for a few years.
Hey, man, but look here. You know how cool it is to be able to be just to sit up there and strum a little something and hum a tune.
Or just walk 18 and swing in a club.
Or just walk on the course and be the baddest dude out there. Yeah. I mean, you can do that until you're 80.
No, you're right.
I mean, I guarantee you Willie Nelson is still picking and choosing which ones he wants.
Oh, you kidding me?
Oh,
yeah.
He's smoking with them, too.
No, you're right. Doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You're right. Your parents screwed you.
Yeah, come on. Come on, man. Just put a guitar in my hand at about 4.
It would have been game over.
I'd be playing down at the Armadillo Palace
on a Thursday afternoon,
2 to 5 p.m.
You love that Armadillo Palace.
I cannot. In fact, I'm mad at myself. I'm glad that you and I did a show from there the other day, but I'm mad at myself now that I realize how close I was. Because I've been there several times, but it's never clicked in my head how close I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be selfish, that we never leave here and go grab a cold beer and listen to country music.
We need to do that sometime.
It's ASAP.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the best things in my world is sitting at a bar with a little peanut shells on the floor, drinking a cold beer, listening to country music.
Amen,
I don't
brother.
Know if it gets any better.
Amen, brother.
See what I mean? I told you.
Yeah.
I wasn't overselling.
No, but he's right. Yeah.
Low music with some good conversation, good bread breaking.
No question about it,
Hard
man.
To beat that.
Especially if there's an outdoor patio. Can I bust out a cigar? Is that okay?
You can do whatever the hell you want.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Hey, he's the governor.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell you want, baby. We can make it happen.
Whatever you want.
Hey, at about 3:30 in the afternoon, they don't care. They're just glad you're in there drinking beer.
That's true. They just want my money.
By this time next week, we're going to have dueling Clint's because I'm going to work on that
impression.
Okay, good.
That's Clint,
easy.
Just so you know, he can impersonate almost anybody. So.
I heard, was it the Jim Rome I heard that day?
Damn right you did.
Yeah.
He impersonates that old boy.
It's just like Stone Cold if he was like mellow. That's all it
is. Yeah. Clint Sterner is the mellow Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I'll take that. I had a mean Stone Cold Steve Austin Halloween outfit one day.
You've talked about that.
Bald head, leather jacket, cut off jeans, shorts, army boots.
Okay.
It was money.
Was it your actual head or did you?
No, it was my head. I had real short hair. I had a Dirty Bay bone fade. The Dirty Bay bone fade was a one on top.
Yeah.
A one on top.
That's
it. Just clippers up the side.
So for your Halloween costume, you committed to full on baldness.
Grew
it back.
I went full on bald, had a goatee. In college, I had a goatee.
Yeah.
I was really close to Stone Cold back in the day.
I'll bet. Physique's kind of similar, a little, you know, same height.
A little on the thicker side.
Yeah.
Had a little, not so much on the tone side, a little on the thicker side.
Are you a wrestling guy?
I was back in those days. I'm not now.
The Attitude Era kind of.
Back when Stone Cold was hot, and I was every Monday Night Raw. We were on it now. I had a cousin that believed it was real until he was about 42. So I was with that guy.
He was the guy in that video that you always say, it's still real to me. It's real to me, damn it.
He was passionate about it. I was like, hey, bub, you know this is fake, right? You know this ain't real, right?
He had a fantasy league.
Oh, he was on it, man. He was on it. But yeah, man, shoot, Stone Cold Steve Austin, you kidding me? That was Ultimate Warrior days.
Yeah.
Back in that about a 10-year run there, it was fun.
Yeah, good times. Okay. Now I need to do a podcast.
Sable, you remember Sable?
Of course. She's Mrs. Brock Lesnar now.
You know that? She's married to Brock Lesnar now.
I did not know that.
She is.
I'll be dang.
Yep. Yeah, they're just cranking out super robot babies, I guess.
She doesn't come out in pasties anymore. She just basically stays at home and cranks out his specimens.
He calmed her down a little bit.
That's it. Tamed her.
She's still cranking them out? She got to be knocking on 50, right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. He's got a couple kids with her. I'm not sure how young they are. But
she was a shapely woman.
She was a shapely woman, Clint. No question about that.
I love that.
Did you buy the issue of Playboy that she was in?
I've seen it. I don't know that I bought it.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever purchased a Playboy, but my father growing up had a subscription.
Oh, yeah.
And me and my brother knew exactly where they were.
I didn't buy it.
Hey, me and my brother knew exactly where they were, and then we started realizing our buddies would come over and they'd spend
inordinate
I love this topic.
Inordinate amount of time in the bathroom. And I was like, What are they doing in there?
Okay, that so went, now that, ask that Sean. Topic went a little further than I thought it would.
Well, yeah.
You go so in you, there and I realize always, the old well, Playboys are out of sync. They're out of somebody order. Been in there.
You can
order.
Tell that. Yeah, like yeah. A couple of the covers are sticking together. Anyways, yeah, I always joke that everybody back when you had to work for your nudity before the internet,
sure,
that everybody had the one friend whose dad subscribed to Playboy, and all of a sudden, like more and more. Guys would be flocking over. That would be the house.
That house was the mecca.
That house was the nerve center of all your activity. So you're saying that the Sterner house, because of your old man's Playboy subscription, was the place that everybody convened.
100%.
Sure, he's very proud everybody right now convened. That you're sharing this.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Hey,
look here. It's black and white, boys. It happened. It did. If you don't, can't change history.
Did you have a favorite issue?
Oh man, golly! I mean, he had them in the attic, which me and my brother about tore the old cardboard box they were in because we wouldn't climb all the way up in there. We'd reach over the cardboard box side. There was a slot that was like the old fence you used to run over. The fence was torn down. We had that side of the cardboard box torn down to where there. I remember a Dolly Parton. Was Dolly Parton?
I don't know. I don't think she was. She seems a little too pure for that. Yeah. It won't stop me from Googling it right now, though.
Remember Morgana back in the days?
Yeah, Morgana.
Used to run on the basketball court.
Hey.
In the baseball field.
Yeah, Morgana the Kissing Bandit. I'll be damned.
I don't remember that.
Dolly Parton on the cover of Playboy.
But was she in Playboy, though?
I don't remember if she was in it or not.
It was a hit interview. On the cover, she's wearing the Playboy bunny outfit, mm-hmm. you know, with sort of the one-piece bathing suit and the bunny ears. Mm-hmm. But it's a hit interview with country queen Dolly Parton.
I remember her being on the cover of like the old school ones. And then, look, there wasn't a bad one in a bunch. But at the end of the day, hey, look here. At the end of the day, this is a great, I'm going to tell on my brother. He's not here any longer, so I can tell on him. My brother got caught, and he tried to tell my mom and dad that he was reading the articles.
He used the line.
Yeah. My brother, he liked to fib a little bit as we were growing up. He was older than me, so he would do the things that I couldn't get away with. And he said, "Mom and Dad, I promise I'm reading the articles." I said, "Man, you're a damn lie. You ain't reading no articles."
Okay, at that point, your parents should have gone, "Tell us which article you liked." They should have had him do like a book report almost.
Right.
So what's your favorite article?
Yeah, what's your favorite issue? Just give me a year. Shoot, Hank didn't know. He was glued to the picture.
I love that your brother went with the "I read the articles."
He was dead serious, too. I was like, you think Mom and Dad's going to buy that?
That's almost like one of those instinctual things, I think, when you're a dude back in the day. I think nowadays everybody's more open about, you know, the nudity and, you know, the everybody's just, they realize that's part of the deal of growing up. You know what I mean? Back then, you got shamed for doing those things if it became public. But, you know, now everybody's a little more out there now. But I almost feel like the whole reading the articles thing is the excuse is almost like the same instinct that wolves have in the wild. Like when they see, you know, red meat or when they see their prey, like it's just ingrained in them. I think it's ingrained with dudes.
It's in your genetic
code. That read Playboy, that if you get caught at the age of 14 through 17,
right.
Your first reaction, you don't even control it. Involuntarily, your mouth goes, "I was reading the articles."
I still can't get over, "There ain't a bad one in the bunch."
No, there wasn't. Trust me, I went through several.
I was a big Suzanne Summers fan back then.
I'm a fan.
Chrissy Snow.
Here's what bothers me is the other night, you know, you see her on TV, Jenny McCarthy's doing the New Year's Eve.
She was good back in the day, too. Like, she was Playmate of the Year. Yeah,
she was just strong. Then she married a new kid and got, like, so much Botox.
Wasn't she married to Jim Carrey, too?
I think they dated. I don't know if they ever married.
Okay.
But yeah, probably.
She was on that. You say that was on the New Year's Eve show the other night, right?
Yeah.
It didn't
even
look like her.
No, I met her.
Wow.
I met her when Super Bowl was in New York. I wound up at ABC with Amy Freeze, as a matter of fact, who Sean knows. And we both met her.
A weather woman named Amy Freeze. That's a real thing.
Real thing. Her government name and everything. It was Jay Moore was over there doing The View that day.
Yeah.
And I knew Jay a little bit. So we wound up there and he was going to do his show and she was going to come in. And she wound up on the console on all fours giving him a kiss. That was the kind of day it was.
That's pretty good. That's a good day.
She was so plastic looking, though. It was kind of disappointing.
Really?
She had a lot of work done. Yeah, I didn't like it.
You couldn't get me on the plastic look when she was on all fours? No? Okay.
Yeah.
who changed?
The body was still good.
Look,
you know.
1 year when I was with the Cowboys, they sent me to Europe. And so I leave, and I'm gone. You're gone 3 or 4 months away from the team, and I came back, and Jerry looked like a total different guy.
Yeah, it's a Skeletor facelift.
So, whoa, what happened there? Jerry done
it was that off
Jerry
season?
Lost 25 and changed the look. I'm
dude.
Like, good God. Is that Jerry? Yeah, it's him. What's up, boss?
That facelift Jerry, was pulled
does he
tight.
Does he have his own wind tunnel that's blowing his face back? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know, but he changed. He changed almost as much as Jenny.
All right. I'm glad we did this segment. I just, to be very clear, I'm glad we did this segment.